This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Parts of New England, including New Hampshire, are expected to get a lot of snow today, thanks in part to something known as a weather bomb, or for the logophiles out there, bombogenesis. Why is the storm considered bombogenesis? For that answer, we turn to Mark Breen. He's a meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. Welcome to the program, Mark.
I'm glad to be here, Peter.
What is this thing we call bombogenesis?
Well, I think that's a really cool kind of catchphrase for what is probably a more boring title. It's known as explosive cyclogenesis.
I don't know. The explosive still sounds kind of exciting, but tell us why it's so explosive.
Well, what happens especially near the east coast of the U.S., it's one of the favored spots across the globe, where you have a great contrast in the relatively warm waters and cold air that often takes a fairly quick shortcut out of Canada. And so we have this contrast between very cold and very warm air that meet often near the coastline of New England. So this is a place where storms take advantage of that. The heat causes the air to rise rapidly. The cold air fills it in rapidly. So you have a quick transfer of that air. And what happens is that if the air goes up quicker than the air can fill in, the storm gets stronger and stronger, which means it has stronger winds. It means it pulls more moisture off the ocean and into the storm circulation. And you end up with a storm that basically gets very strong very quickly.
And is that why it's hard to predict, because it happens so quickly and those conditions could easily not be bombogenesis?
I would say that one of the trickier things is not so much whether it's going to happen, but how quickly is it going to happen? And what ends up happening is, if it happens more quickly than we forecast, then another aspect to this is the storm tends to turn a little bit more to the left or to the west. If it happens a little more slowly, the storm track tends to be a little bit more to the east, and that difference can shift, you know, the heavier snow or rain bands westward or eastward by 50 to 100 miles.
How often do these things tend to happen?
I'd say that, you know, during the course of the winter, we probably see anywhere from 1 to 4 of these, I would say, on an average winter. Of course, there are some of these that take place, you know, well off to our east, so another place, not a place that would affect us. You may not hear about such things taking place, to the west of Iceland, for example. But the North Atlantic is often a rich place for storms.
How do you see this one playing out compared to past storms?
Well, some of the recent information coming in, and it kind of plays into what I just talked about, it appears it's not going to strengthen quite as rapidly as we earlier thought, and that means its track is going to be a little bit more to the east, and that's probably going to lessen some of the snowfall on its western flank, so portions of eastern Vermont and western New Hampshire may end up still with a significant snowfall, perhaps a foot or even 14, 15 inches, but probably not the potential that was seen earlier, which was closer to, say, about 18 inches. Western Maine, on the other hand, still in that zone of very heavy snow, and so there the snowfall may be realized in terms of perhaps 18 inches or more.
Mark Breen is a meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, Peter.